The Alaska Public Offices Commission is heading into a home stretch of their investigation into RBG Bush Planes, a holding company for Robert Gillum's aircraft. APOC staff allege the company made inappropriate donations to two candidates running for office in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has more.
Paul Dauphiné is the executive director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission. He says APOC staff filed the complaint back in July.
The gist of the complaint is that two candidates, Nana Kalmakoff and Michelle Ravenmoon, were provided transportation by a corporate entity, in this case RBG Bush Planes.
APOC staff reports that both candidates, Ravenmoon and Kalmakoff, signed agreements that they would raise and spend less than $5,000 and thus be exempt from APOC reporting. According to the complaint, RBG Bush Planes provided two multi-stop campaigning trips for Ravenmoon and Kalmakoff to remote villages in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. Records show that the candidates paid the price of fuel for the trips. APOC staff argued those are not commercially reasonable rates. For their investigation, APOC staff compared the prices paid by Ravenmoon and Kalmakoff for their flights with two other charter airlines in the area and concluded the flights should have totaled at least $8,000. Dauphiné.
You know, the whole point is to show where the money's being spent. You know, we're looking at transparency so that the general public can feel confident in that they know what's going on. They know, who's taking who out to dinner, how much lobbyists and employers or lobbyists are spending to try to influence.
Gillum argues the candidates were simply tagging along on already scheduled flights for his employees. Since July, Dauphiné says APOC staff has collected dozens of documents and held several hearings. This is not the first time that an organization affiliated with Gillum has been named in an APOC investigation. In 2009, the Pebble Limited Partnership filed a complaint that Gillum allegedly made around $2 million in prohibited contributions by moving money through two organizations, the Renewable Resources Coalition and Americans for Job Security. That investigation had to do with ballot measure 4. Gillum never admitted to any wrongdoing. He and the other respondents did receive a fine, though, the largest in APOC history, of more than $100,000. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.